أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن المجرمين في عذاب جهنم خالدون. Yesterday we read in somewhat detail those people who believed correctly in Allah Ta'ala and whose actions also corresponded for what ni'mats and what enjoyments Allah Ta'ala will bless them with in Jannat in the Akhirat. Now, contrary to that, the people who disbelieved, whose beliefs were not correct, or whose a'mal, whose actions did not correspond with the correct beliefs, for such people, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُجْرِمِينَ فِي عَذَابِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ البتہ جو لوگ کے گنہگار ہیں وہ دوزخ کے عذاب میں ہمیشہ رہنے والے ہیں. Those who are the sinful and whose aqidas, whose beliefs also were not correct, such people will be in the fire of Jahannam and they will remain there forever and ever. لَا يُفَتَّرُ عَنْهُمْ وَهُمْ فِيهِ مُبْلِسُونَ. نہ ہلکا ہوتا ہے ان پر سے اور وہ اسی میں پرے رہیں گے اس ٹوٹے میں. And those people, their adab will not be lightened in any way whatsoever, though they will beg that at least we get some respite for a little while. Our adab must be made, our punishment must be made a little less. It will not happen. They will just be in that punishment and they will be forever in it. وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا هُمُ الظَّالِمِينَ. اور ہم نے ان پر ظلم نہیں کیا لیکن تھے وہی بے انصاف. And it isn't that we have oppressed them and given them this punishment of Jahannam. It is their own actions and their own folly. They were given a very fair chance in dunya to have the correct beliefs also and to do the correct actions also. But they chose for themselves to have the wrong beliefs and to do the wrong things, to disobey Allah, to go against the ways of life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They themselves are responsible for what they are facing today. وَنَادُوا يَا مَالِكْ لِيَقْضِي عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكْ. اور پکارے رہیں گے اے مالک کہیں ہم پر فیصل کر چکے تیرا رب. And then when they cannot tolerate it anymore, then they will go to the guardian of Jannat, the Malik, the person who is in charge of Jahannam, the person who is in charge there, the angel, the Farishta, and they will say, please make that this matter must just come over. Allah must decide that either this azab be taken, we just cannot take it anymore, or that we die, mort must come to us. And for a long time after this request of theirs, they will be no reply also, and that will be another adab also, that we haven't been even listened to. After that, when the reply will come, قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَا كِثُونَ, وہ کہے گا تم کو ہمیشہ رہنا ہے. For you have to stay forever in this punishment, and it will be a terrible and severe punishment. So it is up to us now that we have the chance in this dunya's life to make tawbah, istighfar, to correct our lives and go to that eternal bliss and enjoyment in Jannat. أَمْ أَبْرَمُوا أَمْرًا فَإِنَّا مُبْرِمُونَ. کیا انہوں نے ٹھہرائی ہے ایک بات تو ہم بھی کچھ ٹھہرائیں. Have they fixed something already? That is, they are just not worried. We got no problems in Akhirat. We just carrying on with our life. We only worried about our dunya. Have they fixed this in their mind? If they have, let them do that. That is up to them. We also have fixed something. And that is, we will make justice. Those who enjoyed our ni'mats, we created them. We gave them all our blessings and they disbelieved in us and they did not obey us. We also have fixed a severe punishment for those people. And those people who enjoyed our ni'mat, but they appreciated and they acknowledged also, their iman also was correct, and their amal, they made shukr also, they obeyed my commands, I also have fixed for those people a great, great reward. So man, and this happens in all cases, husband and wife, the husband got something in his mind, wife has got something in her mind, employer and employee, the employee has got something in his mind, and the employer has got something in his mind. So the creation, whatever they have got in their mind, Allah Ta'ala has fixed his rules and set them out. أم يحسبون أن لا نسمع سرهم ونجواهم؟ کیا خیال رکھتے ہیں کہ ہم نہیں جانتے ان کا بھید اور ان کا مشورہ؟ What do they think? That we don't know what are their secrets, what they are talking about, and we are not listening to their secrets. Our intelligence, nobody can ever match our intelligence. We've got our kiram and katibin on them. We are fully aware of what they think, what passes through their heart. And in other places Allah says, and we note it down. We have got it on record also, all that. So what do they think, that we are not listening to their serious secret talks and all the evil planning and plotting that they are doing? We are fully aware. Bala wa rusulana ladayhim yaktubun, kyun nahi aur hamare bheje hue unke paas likhte rehte hain? Why not? We are now fully aware everything what they are doing, and we have got our malaika, our angels that we have sent to them, the kiram and katibin forever. Wherever a person commits a guna, that piece of ground gives evidence. The parts of the body with which you do guna, that is recorded, and that will give evidence. And all these are recorded also, they are written down. قُلْ إِن كَانَ لِلرَّحْمَانِ وَلَدٌ فَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْعَابِدِينَ, تو کہ اگر ہو رحمان کے واسطے اولاد تو میں سب سے پہلے پوجوں. او نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, say to them that if Allah Ta'ala had some children, like the Christians believe wrongly that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the son of God, or the mushriks of Makkah used to believe that the malaika are the daughters of God, of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say that if Rahman, that is Allah, has got eight children, and his children will also be gods. A human gives birth to a human. A cow gives birth to a cow. So had Allah Ta'ala had given birth to children, they should also have been gods, and in that case, I should have been the first one to worship them also. But there is absolutely no question of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is one only, and there is nothing and nobody like him. He doesn't have children. He was not begotten. He doesn't have children. So there is only worship of the one and only Allah. And he is Subhana Rabbi Samawati wal Ard, Rabbi al Arshi Amma Yasifun. Faak Zati wo Rab Asmanuka or Zameenka Sahib Arshka un baaton se jo ye bayan karte hai. Pure and completely free is our Lord, is Allah, who is the creator, nourisher, sustainer of the heavens and the earth, who is the controller of the arsh of his. And from all these wrong things, blasphemous things which they are attributing to Allah, Allah is completely pure and away from that. Allah is one. He is unique. He is not like any human. There is nothing that is like Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is everywhere, and his qudrat is above all and is everywhere. So this correct iman and aqidah is absolutely necessary, and then one's amal also, and consequently a person will have the great enjoyments of Jannah and be saved from the tortures and torments of Jahannam. وآخر دعوانا